All right. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to another episode of In Near Death Experience. Now, we have been a little bit MIA because, one, we have been in YouTube jail. They will not let us post anything at the moment. Well, now we can. And two, because we have been dealing with the loss of our best friend, Sting. This is going to be a bit of a tribute episode. Say what you want about it, I don't care. He was the coolest fucking thing. And he was the best thing that happened to all of us. He was loved by everyone at this gym. And he was definitely a little relentless mascot. So today, on this episode, I have the Jurassic Punk, Sid Parker, and the sadistic spirit, Jahari, and my daughter, Murderous Mayhem. We'll get back to that later, guys. Well, this will be a loop around, but just remember, she's still cute, okay? She's still cute, and we still love her. But anyway, she was asleep in here. So, yeah, so today it's going to be a little bit different. We're just going to be talking about him and talking about our coolest and favorite memories we have with Sting. And we're going to try and talk to him with some cards and see what messages we get from the little wiggly boy who had so many names. We called him the dog called Sting, Wiggly Boy, Mr. Wiggles, Cunt,
Stink,
Little Dickhead, Little Man, but you had to say like Little Man, otherwise he wouldn't listen. He was just like the best. Like, I had never felt so safe before in my life. When I first met Sting, I've never felt so much just love from something. Thanks. And there's only one other thing in this world that I loved more than Sting, and that's my little brother. But I think that's allowed. But if push came to shove, I would probably bash Billy before I would bash Sting. You know, like, if someone had a gun to my head and said, you got to bash one of them, I'd probably bash my brother, but I don't think I could bash Sting. See, Billy would understand, I feel like he would get it, like, or just, yeah, anyway.
Sit, stay. Get it.
Yes!
Good boy.
He's my best friend, and I don't think I'm ever going to be the same, or it might take some time. I don't feel like myself without him here. I definitely feel like he was taken from me way too early and way too tragically. He had never been sick before, and he had slight symptoms of like a stomach virus, and that turned into seizures, and within 3 days it wasn't Sting, and he had to go into the dreaming. And there's just been a shift in the energy in the air since he's been gone. Like, there's just been so much other death around me that just keeps popping up, and I don't know what's going on. I don't know what the message is, but I wish he was still here. And I have so much to say, but I don't know how to say it. I just miss him so much. And He was totally more than just a fucking dog. He was, I, for my birthday in September, I got a reading done from Sting's auntie, Auntie Jody. She got me a reading, and she's also a fellow witch. And in this reading, I had never met this lady before in my life, and she said some very interesting things, like she knew straight away that I was a fighter of some sort. And she said to me, she goes, "Do you have a son?" And I was like, "No." She's like, "Are you sure?" And I was like, "I'm pretty sure, bitch. I think I'd know if I pushed out a baby or not. Like, I don't have a son." And later on in the reading, she asked to see a photo of someone. And Sting is my wallpaper. And I open my phone and she goes, "Stop." And she points to Sting and she goes, "That's your son. That's who I was talking about. He chose you and you're his mother." And he did. He came to me in a dream. I one day dreamt of me playing with my childhood dog with two of my rats at the time. And I was giving them a bath in the dream. And when I woke up Sid and I said, "We've got to go to the pound today." And he was like, "Okay, here we go." So we go to the pound and we meet this dog called Lemon, who I fell in love with. And then we also met Stingray, who as soon as I met, I couldn't keep away from him. I walked away and I came straight back. I just couldn't leave him. And my pitch to Sid was, we can call him Sting instead of Stingray. And we got him out and we took him home, and that was it. He, from day one, he protected me. Like, we got him on the 23rd of December, and we had a New Year's party that, like, what, like a week later, half a week later. And look, I partaked in a few festivities, and it was at my house, so I was safe. But I was pretty fucked up, and I fell asleep in the back lawn. And someone just didn't want to move me, so they just put a blanket on top of me. And Sting just came and slept by my head and just kept guard for hours. And people took photos of it. And that dog barely knew me. And he had no reason to protect me. But from day one, that's all he did. He kept me safe from people that tried to take advantage of me. He protected me and got back at people that have hurt me in the past. And I don't understand how a dog can do that, but he did that. He was just magic. There's no other word to describe him but magic. And I miss my best friend so much. And I don't really know what to do without him. So be prepared for some wild shit, because I'm pretty sure I'm going to be doing some wild shit to grieve, because that's how I grieve, is by fighting and by wrestling and by creating art in the ring. So, yeah. What do you cunts want to say?
What's your favorite memory of Sting?
Yeah, I got so many. I have so many.
Well,
I'm just trying to think, man. Like, I'm trying to think of a good one, but
one of his greatest revenge tales could possibly be, "Sorry, Susan, but we went up and visited Erica's beloved mother and adoring stepfather, and they happened to have, like, the shaggiest fuck rug. And we drove up there in Canberra. We drove up Melbourne to Canberra. We get there. You know, we took Sting for a walk, maybe have a cheeky doobie.
I was telling you.
We get back. We gotta be a good boy. get back, and he's the best boy.
Yeah.
The like best boy.
The most well-behaved man.
We get there, and Erica's mum's a bit trepidatious of him because he's a big, scary black dog. But she's trying to have a good impression, and everyone's trying to have a good impression. And then Emma's stepfather comes home and walks through the front door, and there is... Now we can only assume a massive stink shit on that beautiful shagadelic rug.
Yeah, he's never shat inside. Never. Not once. Never. I got in so much trouble. And they tried to kick him back outside, but I brought him straight back in. He's not staying outside.
We had to sneak him inside to sleep the evening.
Yeah, to wait for my mum to go to bed, and she's like, keep him in the laundry. And I was like, yeah, no worries, bitch, yeah. All right, just go to bed. Just take your pills and go to bed, do your thing. Anyway, she went to bed, and as soon as she went to bed, so I picked him up and carried him back so she didn't hear the on the tiles, so I'm clever. And then we had to wake up before she got up to put him back in the laundry, but we didn't. Wake up before my mum got up. So my mum walks in, oh, the dog's in here, for fuck's sake. Closes the door and fucks off. I was like, oh, yeah. I don't know, like, my favourite Sting memories is just, like,
look at her.
Look at her. Look. Ooh. Bird shit on her face.
No. Oh. Don't be disrespectful.
Sorry.
I think one of my most favourite memories of Sting is just like sneaking him into places and when he was had no business being, but I would just pretend that he was my child and people would go along with it. Like just bars and clubs and just random places, tattoo studios. He went to a lot of tattoo studios. He watched me get a lot of tattoos, though. But I think one time, one of my favorite memories is, we used to bring him to wrestling shows, and he would sit backstage. And like, when I mean all the boys knew Sting, I mean all the boys knew Sting. Like, he used to come to the gym, he would watch us train, he would help us do ring crew, he was here for the Christmas party, like, he's one of the boys. And we took him to this show, and Sid and I were tagging. And we told a friend, we're like, hey, bro, can you hold on to Sting for us? We've got to wrestle now.
Aiden Miller, good brother.
Thanks, bro.
Shitty dog handle.
Anyway, he was like, yeah, no worries, man, I've got you. I'm like, all right, sweet. Anyway, our music hits, we walk out, I hit my pose, and I hear ching, 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 ching. And I look down, and Sting's right there, just wiggling away. And I'm like, fuck it, all right. So he comes to the ring with us. And then whenever we wrestled there, Sting just came to the ring with us. And it just...
I turn to Erica and I go, I guess we're babyface tonight.
Yeah, yeah, we were heels. Yeah, we were heels. And I was like, all right.
Turned babyface that night, so there you go.
Whatever, dude. He just wanted to be part of it. And he used to come on tour with us. Like, we did a tour with Lucha Fantastica. Actually, early this year, and it was a two-day, like, camping thing in Frankston.
Stayed in the car park at the Frankston.
Yeah, it was tiny as fuck. Like, we have a four-wheel drive. We just put the seats down, put a mattress in, and we
showered
just camp
on the
out.
Beach.
Yeah, cold shower on the beach in your fucking cozies. Yeah, it was drunk dudes watching you, yeah, talking to you. I'm like, yeah, that's nice. Go drink. It's good. Woo, yeah. Anyway, so we brought him on tour with us, and... I rang the council and I said, hi, are dogs welcome at this event? And they were like, yeah, you can, as long as they're on the lead. I was like, fantastic. So we go to this tour because all of our dog sitters, which are wrestlers, are also on this tour. So even if we couldn't take him, he had to come because no one could look after him. And anyway, so I had to argue with this bitch while I'm doing ring crew, this fucking ugly bitch with a clipboard and fucking high vis. She's telling me, I'm putting the ring together with no shoes on. I know what I'm fucking doing, right? I work best with no shoes on, okay? That's okay. Anyway, she's telling me, excuse me, ma'am, you need to put shoes on. I was like, okay, yeah, I'll put shoes on.
We don't have the Frankston Festival anymore, so fuck them.
Nearly as bad as Ref Tom.
Oh.
Fucking Ref Tom. Anyway. So then she notices I have this dog, and she's like, excuse me, is that your dog? I was like, yes, that is my dog. And she's like, dogs are not welcome at this festival. We just can't because of insurance. And I'm like, well, that's a shame because he's got to stay. She was like, what? And I was like, I'm sorry, but he's got to stay. And they're like, what do you mean? I'm like, he's a part of the show. We're not local. Like, we're from, like, 4 hours away. We weren't, but I was like, well, yeah, we're from ages away. So, like, we can't take him home. So he's going to have to stay here with us.
You convinced her that she was my support dog.
Yes. She goes, well, it has to, he can only stay here. And I was like, look, my, one of the men on the tour, my partner, he has ADHD. So it's actually an emotional support dog. He just doesn't have his vest on at the moment because it's too hot. And she was like, well, why didn't you say that? And I was like, I was trying to, but you weren't listening to me. She was like,
assaulting my footwear.
Well, I apologise, but I will be coming to do checks. And I was like, that is fine. Every time you come and do a check, be assured that he's sitting in that tent asleep, because I can trust you that's what he'll be doing. And of course not Sting, you know, was just fucking around, being Sting, getting into shit, just being naughty, but also very well behaved. yeah, he come on tour with us, he sleep in the car with us, he's great.
One time, Sting got into the pantry.
Oh man.
There's never been an animal, a fungus, a plant, a mineral, a vegetable higher than that dog on that day. He got into all of the weed brownies. He was full. He couldn't eat anymore.
No, they were biscuits, so it wasn't weed chocolate.
Allegedly.
No, it was. That's true.
They were Anzac biggies.
Yeah, yeah.
And he was so fucking high.
Yeah.
He was swaying. We got a video. We'll put it on screen. He was okay.
The vet said he was going to be
fine. Yes, he's not now, but he was. He was just fucking swaying. He actually, I think what he saw that day was, he found out he was going to die. It was wild.
Yeah, he was high for 2 days. We had to supervise him for 2 days, and I had to message Jake, the owner of the gym. I'm like, hey man, I've got a bit of a situation. Sting has to come to training tonight because he got into weed edibles a day ago, and he's still high. The vet said I have to monitor him, and he was like, yeah, no worries. Anyway, we brought him in, and he had a little bed, and he was sitting on his bed, but he was just fucking swaying the whole time.
We took him for a walk, and he...
Yeah, when he was walking, he could walk straight and in a line, and he was fine. It was just when he stopped, he'd
when he was left
swaying.
Alone with his thoughts.
He'd start swaying again.
We saw what I saw, I guess.
Yeah, no, that was fucking hilarious. That was... And he literally, like, he ate at least 10 cookies.
And for those that don't know, dogs experience THC at 30 times the rate of the average human.
Because they have different cannabinoid receptors in their brain. So, yeah, he was very, very high. But
the
he was
sadistic
fine.
Spirit has one of those and he's monged out for 40 years.
Half. And I'm done. That dog was a soldier.
Yeah. Dude. What's your favourite memories?
Oh, fuck.
No X-rated memories. He fucked the Sting. Move on. He wore protection, so Jahari.
I mean, we were all safe.
Yeah, you know.
He came out on top both times.
Gave you the big red machine.
Yeah.
And the booty.
A pear-shaped booty.
Oh, I miss him so much.
Yeah, he's the best.
Yeah, I got two. It's just whenever I'd like stay over at the house, he'd like come and like cuddle with me and stuff.
Yeah.
Mm. Platonically.
He loved everyone. Everyone was his friend and everyone was there to see Sting.
Yeah. And if someone's...
And they were. As, you know.
The other one is very recent, actually. It's we came back from training one day, and he ate the entire rotisserie chicken. Took it out of the fridge, opened the fridge.
He opened the fridge so many times. One time he ate my $45 steak out of the fridge.
He would have had to expertly open that, unwrap, eat the steak.
Oh, he was so happy.
He did. Oh. His belly was so swollen when we got home. I was like, you piece of shit. That was my fucking dinner.
That fat cunt got into everything that ever existed.
Yeah. Yes. We had locks on it.
We had to put locks on the fridge, on the pantry, on the bedroom.
We had to get a different shaped bin. Because you would get into
it. And then we had to put the bin in the laundry because thank God he doesn't have thumbs.
He even got into that sometimes too. We'd come back from training, there'd be shit everywhere because he just ate it all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Had that dog in him.
Yeah. Like he was just always hungry. It was like, I feed you twice a day.
But he was so good with all the other animals. They used to bully him so much.
Yeah, all the chickens would bully him. And he just wanted to be
Every
friends.
Time he tried to do a shit, he looked like Sting, the wrestler, trying to put the scorpion deathlock on. He'd like be standing there like this, like he's halfway through the scorpion deathlock, and the chickens would go up and peck him on the ass while he's mid-shit.
Yeah, and they took over his kennel. Like he had an outside kennel for like during the day, and the chickens would just lay their eggs in it, and if he came near it, they'd peck him. So he was like, all right, I'll sleep in the sun, no worries. So, yeah, and...
He'd steal their food.
Yeah. The one time we gave him a bone.
We'd have to yell at him through the window. What are you doing? I can see you.
Just like crunching on chicken fucking pellets. Like
oats, why? It's oats, bro.
Hope he had the iron stomach.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, man. He ate everything. Oh. And fuck. He was just so funny. Like, just such a goofy fucking dog.
Doobie the bird, who's about this big, you've seen before. He used to bully Sting so much. One time he flew over Sting's head and shat on his face.
Yeah, he did.
Sting just looked up at him like...
Yeah, and he just looked at us like, wow, he's so nice. We're like...
One time Doobie tried to attack me and I stepped him, but Sting was behind me. It was a fucking ref spot and Doobie just nailed Sting. And Sting just like... Doobie just... Sting looks up at me, whoa, fuck.
Yeah.
Sting was real good around when you're eating, though. He'd stand there like this close and stare at your food, but he wouldn't eat any. Except one time where he ate my fucking pizza. We got pizza and it was on my plate, and this motherfucker walks up behind us. I'm looking at him, about to go pat him, and he's just like, he fucks off.
He didn't respect you as a man.
Yeah, fuck. Yeah, I showed him.
Yeah.
That night.
Yeah, by jerking him off.
From behind.
Jeez, guys. Yeah, no,
I mean, like a peeled banana.
Nah, it's Red Rocket.
It's fucked up.
It's like blue cane, but red.
I think... Well, one of my... Actually, I got one more favourite story, and then we'll pull a card for him. So my sister, she is scared of dogs. And when I would go home to Sydney, I introduced her to Sting, and she was... quite scared in the beginning. She was like, he's fucking huge and he has big teeth and I don't want him near me. And I was like, trust me, he's really good. Like, he's really sweet. I wouldn't bring him near you if he would bite you or fuck with you. I promise he's good. She's like, all right. So over a few visits, she'd give him a pat, she'd give him a treat and she'd acknowledge him, but she didn't spend too much time with him. And I came down for a wrestling show to Sydney. I drove down and I brought Sting with me. And I was at the show and I left him at my dad's house and he was babysitting. But my dad and my brother came to the show. So Sting was home alone. Anyway, they're at the show, I'm wrestling. And my sister comes home early and she can hear something in the garage. And she's like, what the fuck is that noise? So she opens the garage and Sting is so excited to see her and he just runs out of the garage. He's like, cool, what the fuck are we doing? We're hanging out, right? And she's like, oh, fuck. Oh, no. I guess you got to hang out with me now. Like, all right. And she goes up to her room and she's sitting in her room and she's on her phone and she's sitting under the covers. And Sting's fucking favorite place was to be under the covers. Like, if there was a blanket, he had to be under it. He fucking loved it. Anyway... he was like this close to her face, just sooking, like, And she's like, what do you want? Like, what the fuck do you want? She's patting him and she's like, oh man, I really hope you don't fucking bite my face. Like, you're really close to my face. And he headbutts the blankets and she's like, oh, what the fuck, okay. So she lifts the blankets and he darts straight under and just falls asleep. And like, she keeps pulling the blankets open because she's like, is he gonna suffocate? Like, she keeps opening, like, you're breathing? Oh my God, if I, like, anything happens to this dog, like, and like, Eric is gonna fucking kill me. Anyway, so she's checking and then I come home late and Sting's still with her. And I'm like, what the fuck, where the fuck is Sting? Like, I look in the garage and he's not there. And I obviously run upstairs to go yell at my dad and be like, where the fuck's my dog, bro? Like, what the fuck's going on, man? I'm about to stab someone. And anyway, my sister comes out and he's like, oh, Sting's with me. I'm like, fucking what? Sting's with you? She's like, yeah. I got home and I heard him and I opened the door and he just hung out with me. And I was like, you didn't get scared? She's like, oh, I was at first, but he's actually really nice. And I was like, oh my God, are you serious? And she's like, yeah. I was like, what have you guys been doing? And she's like, oh, he's just been sleeping under the blanket and I've just been on my phone. I was like, yeah, that sounds normal. Yeah, that's pretty cool. And then whenever they'd see each other, she'd give him a hug and she was more affectionate with him and she'd play with him more. And she wasn't scared of him. And like, my sister, I love you, Chantel, but she's scared of a lot of things. She's a very timid lady, very timid lady. But not Sting. Sting broke the dog fear.
Yeah, he did that for a lot of people. Your friend Hannah.
Yeah, my best friend Hannah.
Old ladies.
Yeah. That's Hannah cute. Came down for my 21st as a surprise. And Sting demanded to share the bed with her. And she didn't want to. She kicked him out. And then he kept going back in the room. And I was like, bro, just sleep. And she's like, no, he's going to bite me. I was like, he's not going to bite you. And then I like come in a few hours later to check on them. And she's spooning the dog asleep. And they're both asleep. And I just like, all right, close the door, let them sleep. And then when she wakes up, I grill her for being a fucking pussy. And I love you, Hannah. But yeah.
We'll do a little montage of all the photos of Sting sleeping with everyone that we've got. I don't know how many I've got.
We've got so many. I've got so many of Jahari sleeping with Sting. Because I know he hated it, and it's fucking hilarious.
They do the back-to-back spoon. Yeah. They always have the back-to-back spoon on the couch.
The bro spoon. It was like, yeah. They're cute.
There's only one person I know that loves to be under a blanket more than Sting, and it's this only one fucking you.
You know, this guy...
Do you know how I put this fucking...
No! No!
Every night.
Sting. So
when
Sting.
He sleeps over my house.
Oh, no, stop,
just
please.
Just like we would have to put on for Sting when we would go out, we would put on the dog videos.
I would, yeah, dog TV. Yeah.
When Jahari comes over, because he has a bit of a different sleep schedule to us. He gets under the covers on the couch and I put on the... What is it? The deep sleep... YouTube videos?
I wouldn't know what 12-hour and 1-minute video you're talking about.
We'll link it. Thanks, guys, for the assistance. He's out like a fucking light. Even the
yeah,
dog.
This is all like a bit, obviously.
Yeah, a bit of truth.
You know what?
Your brother's learning a lot about you today.
Yeah, rough day in the sadistic spirits household.
Well, you should come to training, man.
On the podcast!
Jahari telling me he needs to go to training more. Got good shoulders though.
Oh, fuck. Biggest front double by. Fucking huge. This
shall
one's
we
sting.
All pick a card
I
for
was literally
Sting?
About
what you
were
thinking?
That.
Yeah. What order would you like to go?
I'll go first. Alright. Yep.
Shall we go in, clock order? You want to be last.
Well, yeah. I just thought it's more appropriate for you to choose because you're his dad, but we'll leave you to last if you want.
Just go, bro. Just pick a card.
Everything reminds me of you.
That's a fuck. Absolutely inappropriate. I'm nervous. I don't know why I'm nervous.
We had to look at it.
Ooh, this is a good card. This is a good card for a long life.
I think maybe they're personal cards for each of us from Steve. Because I got the card of contentment, and I have not been content since he's been gone. And he didn't like it when I was, like, anxious and stuff. He He was always very noticeable on that department. If someone was sad or if you were angry, fucking hated it when people were angry, you'd like fuck off and hide. He wouldn't tolerate the behavior. Like, he'd just look at you like, you're a fucking idiot, and walk away. And he just wouldn't, like, if you threw something, punched a wall, just done something stupid. He was just like...
Elbow drop your pants.
Not on. But what did you get?
Got a clapsticks reverberation. Yeah, I just liked it because it was like, there's always good vibes around Sting.
It's you and Sting.
Yeah, it's
you and Sting on the bed.
It's funny, when I saw it, I thought of the back-to-back
spoon. Yeah.
Yeah, it's good. It's always good vibes with Sting. Ledge. That's absolute ledge. Yeah.
What'd you get?
I got the campfire because I feel like he was the campfire. And everyone liked to sit around Sting and he'd keep the place warm.
Do you know what that symbol means?
What's that symbol?
It's like the symbol of like family coming together for like a quarry, but it's usually the unified symbol of family. It's
the storyteller and family. Yeah. that's what Sting is. Definitely to me, he's family.
Yeah, totally.
And I think he was a bond that brought us all together. You know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely. That's beautiful.
Like even friends that I haven't spoken to in a couple of years have like messaged me.
Yeah.
Since he's passed.
And we appreciate it a lot.
Yeah, totally. It's really lovely. But just like, fuck man. Just so many people liked him. It was just wild. It's just...
Now we need to get the good referee over here.
Oh.
Because...
His uncle. Uncle Sam. Uncle Sam, who... Honestly, Sting and Sam... I was his favourite uncle because he spent the most time with him when we would go away.
Do you have a favourite Sting moment you'd like to share?
A couple of favourite Sting
moments.
Yeah.
Would you like to join? Sit down and tell us your favourite Sting moment. Sam, obviously,
Sting.
A family member just as much as Sting and the rest of us. What's your favourite Sting moment, Sam?
I remember one time after a show when Erica invited me around. And we came into the house and Sting was there. And he was probably the most guilty looking dog I've ever seen.
Yeah,
that look, that guilt look
he's
got.
He could sell.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
And Erica was wondering, what did you do? What happened? And we were looking around and like the cupboards are all closed and the fridge is closed and the bin's totally fine and everything seems normal. And then we come around the corner and it was a packet of corn chips that had been left out, but like apparently it was already like only a quarter left.
Yeah.
I guess that
Sting looked so upset.
I did it again. I relapsed on the chips.
You left them out and I couldn't.
I love how you could always tell when you'd walk in the door and see Sting. It's like, okay, this is going to be an interesting 5 minutes. Bye.
Sting. What happened?
Sting, what's this?
Did you eat the Doritos?
Sting, come here.
Come on. Come here.
Did you do this? What is this?
Did you do this?
Naughty boy.
Sting, what happened? What happened? No. What's this? What happened here? Where did you go? Are you hiding? What happened? What happened? Did someone break in and eat the bags? That's naughty.
Wiggly boy! Who's Wiggly Boy? Is Mr. Wiggles? Is he a good boy? Is he a good boy? Oh my goodness, what are you doing?
Sting! Depending on his facial.
If he's happy or if he's like coming over, if he's guilty. Yeah, he's the guiltiest dog.
Yes. You've never seen a dog look so guilty.
You just give up straight away.
We didn't even try to hide it.
And he would never have tried to hide the mess. It's like he'd made the mess and then, like...
Oh, he realised.
Fucking, oh, no. Oh.
I was having so much fun. They're going to be back any minute.
I've blacked out again.
Yeah.
What's another memory you have?
One time, Sid and Erica came up to visit my family. My parents had gone out of town, and so I had to take care of my dog, Ein. And
we had a house party.
Yeah, and so I invited Sid and Erica up, and they brought Sting up. And we went to the park on the second day, and we were throwing the ball. And
your dog's not really a ball guy. He's just sort of happy to be there kind of guy, right?
He was just happy looking around looking for food and having a good time.
He's a big beagle.
Is he a full beagle or is he got something else in him? He's a beagle crossed with something else.
Yeah, he's awesome. He's a big dog. He's basically Sam the dog.
Yeah. We'll put a picture of Iron Sting.
And so we're at the park, and we threw the ball, and Sting and the other dog, Penny, were chasing it, and Ein was just sort of hanging back. And then we threw it one more time, and Ein chased after it, and Sting was in the way, and so Ein just
pounced
Sting.
Yeah, Sting went fucking flying, and then Ein just stood there and looked at us. We're all just like, what the fuck just happened? And we all just crack up laughing. Sting's obviously fine. But I've never seen Ein move that quickly before in my life.
Just took off.
Yeah.
Then stood and stared. Like, my ball.
Yeah. I did it.
Now's my chance.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was great. I love that Uncle Sam had his own little bed for Sting. So whenever we'd go to Sam's to play games and shit, Sting had his own little bed, and Sting knew that it was his little bed.
It was a little tiny couch. It had pictures of galahs and koalas and emus on it. And I thought it was appropriate for Sting.
He is a flaming galah.
Yes.
It's very cute. Allegedly. Very, very cute. Should we have a
thumb whistle?
Do you want to? You should do the thumb war.
No, we got to do the
thumb
war. You
got to do a thumb war.
Bloody good. Do three
I did the thumb war last time.
All right. True. Can you hold Murderous Mayhem?
Yep. We got to get to that story.
Should we get to that story on this podcast, or shall we save it to Happy's episode?
You know what? We'll save it to Happy's episode. Tune in next week.
Yeah,
or the week after, depending on when we drop this.
Probably not a week.
Yeah. Tune in next year for the next episode.
YouTube, stop putting us in jail, you
fucking... NDE, blah, blah, blah.
All right.
Would you like to say back to Harry?
Oh,
I don't need to.
You can unplug.
You do need to be here for the...
I am, but I don't need to.
Officiating. I'll wait until the officiating's done.
Yeah, do you want to... Oh, look at that. He's going to do... Oh, don't... Use it for the other bit. Oh, do you want to film the thumb war?
Yeah, that's good.
Please.
Please, my dear.
Your elbows on?
Yes, my elbows
happy
are on.
With your feet placement?
Yes.
Are we not allowed to move them?
Well, you can, but...
Oh, okay.
If you want to have a starting position.
Okay, no, that's fair.
Just... You look a bit too relaxed with this thumb war.
Just kick you in the face.
People say I'm too relaxed a lot, and that concerns me.
It's not relaxed at all.
Yeah.
Be on the edge.
All right. I'm a dinosaur on the edge. Going to Shrek.
Are we ready?
Your mum looks like Shrek.
That's rude. Donna?
I'm joking, Donna. I love you.
She's so sweet.
I'm just trying to get in his head. You know, start mind the timer. Games. Mind games. Why did that upset you? Mum looks like Shrek. Huh? Big green.
I mean, it
ogre.
Would make sense. I'm green.
Yeah.
From time to time.
Mashallah, we find a winner.
I can't wait to fuck you up.
One, two, three. And on the normal thumb war fashion, ow. Erica loses.
Oh, man.
So you win it.
Did you raise my hand? Did you do that?
No.
Win it.
Have we ever seen an Erica thumb war win on the podcast?
No.
No, she's got shitty little thumbs.
Yeah.
I don't know why you guys keep pitching it.
Tiny hands.
That's just fucking something to do, isn't it?
5'2".
I am not.
Has she got new shoes from...
5'4".
She stole them, probably.
Yeah.
Hey.
Makes sense.
No, my mum did. My mum stole them.
No, they're from work.
Yeah. She...
I did not steal them.
I know, I was just, sounds better
not
for
those
your
ones.
Fucking shtick than
not
your work
those
at a shoe factory.
One,
mate. Fuck's sake.
Yeah, yeah, and falling asleep, the dog music's good for my shtick.
Everyone knows you're fucking cooked.
What are you guys doing?
This is between us.
It's all right. I can pick on you now for listening to that when you go to sleep. For all those times you picked on me for listening to fairy ASMR. So karma's a bitch, man. Karma's a bitch. Just like you.
Yeah, crazy. Name the duck.
Oh, fuck.
Babchka.
No one asked you.
Yeah. Sure.
Sorry.
What do you think he is, the host of this podcast?
Gerald.
Oh, yeah.
Took you that long to name Gerald.
No, I was just waiting for you to fucking shut up.
Yeah. Gerald the Norwegian duck.
Why is he Norwegian?
Hey, it is what it is. I don't make the rules.
Well, in Norway, he's Swedish, but...
Yeah.
No.
Pull another card?
Yeah. All right, let's see what's on top.
Usually sting.
Yeah.
Fertility.
I told you it was coming.
Maybe we got a new dog. I don't know.
It's not that weird. It's not that.
It certainly is that.
Is she again?
Again, yeah.
No.
What? Yeah, because I did a reading for her.
No, I didn't mean her.
Many a year ago. Oh, God.
If you guys shut up, I can explain this.
Oh, God, yeah, go ahead and explain that.
So it doesn't actually mean I'm going to pop out babies, all right? Or no one's popping out babies. It's the card of fertility. It means it's like a new life, a new beginning, a new friendship, hobby, something. It's a new something. But it could be obviously a new beginning for us. It's obviously a time of change, and we're all in a time of change. And it's been a big change having to deal with this because it still doesn't feel real, but it totally is. And, yeah, I don't know. I feel like I got the card of contentment and then the fertility card. So just new life, new beginning.
Fertility, the night that we wrestled each other for the championship.
Yes.
Was the night the sadistic spirit was conceived.
Yeah, and he pulled that card before.
And fertility is change.
Okay. Yes.
So maybe we need to get changed.
Oh, no.
Special treat for y'all.
Yeah, Mum and Dad are fighting for the bragging rights. Yay. Of who's the best parent, I guess.
All you boys, couldn't have one of you turn the lights on?
I need to do
not
that.
One, huh? Yeah, let us know how you all feel seeing Sid like this in the comments.
Very naked.
Oh, the paint on. You didn't put any paint on either.
I did not.
Racist. I'm gonna get the big poofy cat in there.
Shout out blue cane.
Ooh, do you wanna do... Yeah.
Yeah. 3 minutes remaining!
What?
Thanks. Thank you.
You love her, don't you? Yeah. Kisses for your sister.
Oh yeah, you good boy, you good boy. Oh, why are you so happy to have my thong?
Look at you.
You've never been happier in your life. Look at you go, you dick.
Do it again.
Get it? Get it? Get it? Get the yum yums. Ooh, yum. Oh, get it? Get the kiwi.
Stink, stink, sit, sit, stay. Get it.
Yes!
Good boy.
One big pile of shit.
Hey Moses, where's my car, man?
Space 22, man.
22.
22! Oh, man!